This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
No.
Oh, Danny's going over there. He's shaking you up. Come on, Sarah. I know he's not 70, but show him some attention.
I bet Douglas would jump with us.
Oh, he would.
He would jump with me.
I bet he would.
I just have to say, Taryn was stretching behind Steve.
Yes.
To get ready for her jumping.
And well, she hurt herself.
She did. The groin is already hurting before jumping. And I took the greatest picture of Taryn bending over, stretching behind Steve. And Steve is just like, what in the world is going on? Let's get to Mark from Tacoma. Mark, are you there?
I am here.
Mark, if you beat Migs, let's I am going to send you a beautiful Daily Migs gold medal in honor of the Olympics. And they are dope. So you're going to want one, okay?
Yeah, this wasn't actually made out of paper.
That's the reason I've called. First time caller.
Oh, Mark! Because Mark wants a medal.
That's badass, Mark. Right on.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Migsy, I was born in Plattsburgh.
For real?
For real.
Were you old enough ever to go to Monopole or Chabooms?
No, we moved when I was a toddler, but my dad was in the Air Force up there.
Wow.
It was a big Air Force base, and then that shut down, and then it became just a college town, and then it got extra drunk.
Yeah.
That's too cool, man. Plattsburgh, go Cardinals.
Yeah. Well, Steve, get out of here. I know. You know, Mark, I'm like really, really rooting for you.
I think Steve might even be rooting for Mark now.
I kind of am.
Yeah. For those playing at home, Mark has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What band had the 80s album titled Back in Black?
AC/DC.
Correct. How many nights is Hanukkah celebrated?
11?
No.
13?
No.
8.
Yes. What kind of reptile is Ka from The Jungle Book?
Ka is a snake.
Correct. What word can come after blue, goat, and cottage?
Cheese.
Correct. Same protein as our hair and nails consist of. What are rhino's horns made out of?
Keratin.
Correct. What country is Paddington Bear from?
Paddington is from England.
No.
Great Britain?
No.
Yeah.
No. What actress co-starred alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in the romantic movie Titanic?
Oh, bloody hell. Kate Winslet.
Yes. What online game is abbreviated to WoW?
World of Warcraft.
Correct. What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Yeah. Mark got 8 correct.
That is a true Olympian right there.
And I saw you doing a little Googling over there. I'm correct with...
You are.
Yes.
I was like, Sarah is definitely wrong, and it turns out you are right.
Yes, this shocked my husband as well when he found out about Paddington Bear, so... But well, I won't say anything more.
Yeah, you're going to drop some truth bombs on people in just a minute here.
You know what? That's what I like to do. I like to educate people. Even though I probably would know nothing that I educate people on, I just have the answers in front of me. You know, I like to feel smart. Mm. Steve, are you ready? Yes! Okay. What band had the 80s album titled Back in Black?
AC/DC.
Yeah. How many nights is Hanukkah celebrated?
11.
No.
8.
Wow, yes. What kind of reptile is Ka from The Jungle Book?
I don't know, a lizard?
No.
An iguana?
No.
An alligator?
No. Oh. What word can come after blue, goat, and cottage? Okay.
Cheese.
Yes.
What, guys?
Same protein that our hair and nails consist of. What are rhinos' horns made out of?
Meat?
No.
Tofu?
No. Yes, our nails are made out of tofu.
Protein powder.
No. What country is Paddington Bear from?
I don't know. England?
No.
France?
No.
Oh. Germany?
No. What actress co-starred alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in the romantic movie Titanic? Your favorite.
Kate Winslet.
Wow, yes. What online game is abbreviated to WoW?
World of Warcraft.
Yes. What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. What food is the snack that smiles back?
Huh? I don't know. A banana?
No.
That's a good call, though.
Maybe in your world. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a loss. 8-6.
Go, Mark!
Let's go, Mark!
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, have you ever been catfished or duped by someone? Call us up right now, 206-803-ROCK.
A quick shout out to all the Rockaholics that are texting and calling right now. I feel less alone.
I am shocked by the number of calls and texts that we have gotten.
Amazing.
I hope we can get to everyone. Dolan in Covington, someone showed up not as what they advertised, yeah?
Yeah, you know, we had been talking for a little bit. We agreed to meet up at a date, and she shows up, and I'll be respectful, but I will say there was a significant difference between what she looked like and what she was. She was over 100, 200, I mean, like, so, and, you know, like, there's no spark, but, you know, I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to, you know, I've never ditched bought out of a date, even a bad one. But like 15 minutes later, she starts making up this excuse, and I could just tell it's a lie. She's like, oh, I have to go. Work needs me or something. And she bails. And I'm like, really?
I would love to know her side if like she was just like, this guy's not exactly what I thought he said he was going to be. He totally, you know what I mean? Wouldn't that be crazy?
I have the follow-up, and it gets weirder.
Awesome. Let's go, Dolan.
She knew my neighbor. My neighbor calls me like, hey, did you go on a really bad date? I'm like, how did you know this? Like, because she's in my living room. She's talking about it. Can you come over?
Whoa.
So I come over, and apparently she thought I was so dreamy and all these things. She didn't know how to handle it. So she came back with this 8-step plan of how we were going to try this again. And I was like, I'm sorry. There wasn't a spark, and the fact that you lied and all this went down, like, I just don't see this moving forward.
Hey, and Dolan. Did step one and step two involve handcuffs in the basement?
Thankfully, no. Okay. I had my eye on the exit, though, so you know I was ready for that happen.
That's crazy. I would love to know the 8 steps. Whoa. Did you find out?
No, but I kept putting very firm boundaries. She kept showing up with food, and like I was like on a strict diet at the time, and I'm like, I've already eaten. Well, it's vegetables. This, I'm like, ma'am, I've already got my macros, I've already got my nutrients. Like, she'd do these little things, and I'd have to like find the most politically correct. Okay, I'm going to return this dish fully washed. I'm gonna like, I mean, it was just, she was showing up inside my apartment for a bit, like. I hope she's doing better, but it was not a good date.
Damn, Dolan, busting out the macros as a reason for that. I get it.
We've got Beck and Shelton. Another one that showed up not what they advertised. Yeah, maybe?
Yeah. So early 2000s online dating, before you got to trade pictures and stuff, and you just had to rely on kind of what they said.
Right.
So I was up further in the peninsula, and she was down in the Puyallup, Tacoma area. So advertised as slim, cute. She had an accent. We did talk on the phone, and to her credit, she did have a great personality. You know, she said, "I'm a redhead. I've got glasses." You know, I think she was a web designer, which, you know, was kind of new at the time, but, so go down to meet her, and the weather was terrible, just awful. Drive across there was only one Narrows Bridge at the time. So I get down there, and, her roommates turned out to be her parents.
Oh, like Sarah.
Yeah. And, her slim was maybe an 80 pound soaking wet, and I was like, "Do you eat? You are, I mean, like almost sickly." And Welsh turned out to be Welsh don't have they do have cool accents, but they don't have good hygiene.
Oh,
so yeah. So she was nice. We still went to dinner, and then I got stuck on the other side of the bridge because they closed it due to high winds.
Oh my gosh.
So I ended up staying in these people's spare bedroom for the night, and promptly dipped as soon as that bridge opened.
Oh, I probably would have slept in my car. Just said, you know what? I don't even worry. I don't want to take the chance.
I get the wrong idea here.
This is a little much. That is tough.
David,
you ever wonder, like, when someone says they're a certain way and they look a certain way, like, eventually we're going to meet.
Yeah.
So how about just be as close to honest? I understand, like, sometimes you just kind of, like, you might fudge the numbers. Not that I'm saying you have to give it, like, an exact size. But when you're not what you're saying you are, don't unless you think I'm going to win them over my personality and they're just going to look past however I look.
Are you shaming me for what it says I weigh on my driver's license that I have not updated in about 20 years?
Oh, I haven't updated mine either. I don't even know what mine says, to be honest with
you. If anyone looked at my ID, they'd be like, yeah, right.
Okay, see, mine is just pure laziness. I'm like, just whatever it says is good.
David in Bremerton, you got catfished by a job.
Yeah. So I was finishing up my last year at college at Tacoma Community College, and I was also working for the school paper. And so I started job hunting. I responded to this ad on Craigslist, and then I find out that it's supposed to be for Hilton Corporate. And then I was contacted by text to meet this person in some private chat room. And then the questions were very robotic. I got no response back, like any conversation, so to speak. And then they really perked up when they started asking about my banking information. Like, they were supposedly ready to hire me right there. And that was when my spidey senses started tingling. And I did a little research after the phone call and found out that there was no Hilton corporate office, at least one that I couldn't contact and verify. And I ended up writing an article about it, about employment scams. I did a little more research behind that, and a lot of the students ended up getting really, really informed about that, and they saw a few of them to recognize the warning signs, and it helped them a lot.
Dude, that's crazy. I something like that, a little bit different, but happened to me in a way. I guess I got catfished by an employment thing. I remember when I first moved out here, just hard up to find any job, and I remember there was this ad listing, and a few people, I remember, like, texted and called me when I shared this once, be like, I fell for that too. It said, work in a fun rock and roll atmosphere, and I'm like, I like rock and roll. Let's go. Fun, casual, make your own hours, make a lot of money. I'm like, I'm in my 20s, and I'm struggling. I want to rock and be loaded with money. And it turned out it was this weird door-to-door, you show up, and it was a fun, like, looking vibe. The office was cool. Music was playing. And they're like, okay, you go out on your job. Here, you're going to go with this person to train. I'm like, I don't even know what we're doing. He's like, you're selling art. And basically, you had, like, these fake classic art paintings, like, you know, whatever, like, you know, Mona Lisa, whatever, like that, or even some other stuff, too, in these framed arts, like, they were prints. And you would go around unsolicited and basically we were breaking into people's offices. We would find like an empty, open door, slide in and go cubicle to cubicle. This is how this guy was selling his art. Hey, would you like to buy this? $35. And I'm like panicking, sweating. I'm like, what are we doing? He's like, this is why I'm the top salesperson. So like that didn't tell you you're supposed to break into a workplace, but that's how he was doing it. He wasn't just showing up to the receptionist being like, I have a bunch of art. I was hoping I could sell to your coworkers.
That would be the weirdest thing if I was sitting at a cubicle and someone like just popped around the corner like, hey there, any interest in some art?
Yes.
Get out of here.
And this is what he did. And he was fearless. I give him credit. Fearless. I did not last past lunch. After lunch, we sat down. I'm like, can you just bring me back to my car? He's like, what? It's not, this isn't for you? I'm like, no. This is far, far, far from what I want to do with my life.
That sounds really mortifying.
I kind of want to know whatever happened to him. I feel like either he got arrested at some point for some kind of a scam, or that dude is like the top like CEO
salesman?
Or of something. Like he's as good of a salesperson I've ever seen. Like, he was fearless, and he was selling art that way.
He could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
Yes.
What just happened there?
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Washington is putting out a statewide styrofoam ban. So it's going to be illegal to distribute things like styrofoam coolers, plates, bowls, containers, any trays or cups that are styrofoam. No more.
So we don't get in trouble if we are in possession of them. Like, the cops aren't going to be banging down my door saying, I hear you have a styrofoam cup.
You never know.
Oh, boy.
Are you willing to risk it, Steve?
Yes.
Egg cartons, styrofoam blocks, packaging for raw meat and fish and all that. They're going to be exempt from the ban.
Okay.
So most of the stuff that you see in the store is still going to be there. But like your to-go boxes and things like that. That's all going to be.
All that stuff's going to change.
So some people on social media are complaining about this. So we have to go straight to the comments.
The snarkiness of some of the comments is real on this one. I think it's pretty funny, actually. So we sent a couple of these posts to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, hey, pull out some of your favorite comments, reenact them however you want, and we'll play them here on the radio. So, Tyron Daly, are you ready for the first comment about the big styrofoam ban?
Hit me with it.
All right, here we go.
I have a styrofoam cooler in my shed. F*** you, authorities. I won't do what you tell me to. Styrofoam for life!
I believe that's what Rage Against the Machine was singing about.
Yes.
Styrofoam. Again, people.
Styrofoam. The world's leader of violent crime.
I feel like that is the direction most of these comments are going to be. Are people just clowning on this being a news story? But here we go. Next comment about styrofoam being banned.
Wait, is styrofoam not safe? I've been eating it since I was a teen, and look at me, I turned out fine.
Do you remember that for a minute? It was like, styrofoam's really bad. Like when like fast food places would use it for like their burgers, like McDonald's. And then they said doing something else, like paper. And like, paper's really bad. We're going back to styrofoam. I'm like, which is it? Which? Can we figure this crap out?
It's a lose-lose situation, Steve.
Here's our next comment about the styrofoam ban, which starts this Saturday.
We have to buy more styrofoam now, since the only way to fight styrofoam is with more styrofoam. Protect yourself, sheep!
You gotta throw in a sheep. Gotta.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's clearly a lion.
What's next? You gonna take my bubble wrap, too?
They better not.
That's fun to play with.
Tatum loves the bubble wrap.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty freaking fun.
It is.
You can have my styrofoam when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. And then please sweep up after yourself, because that shit gets everywhere.
That's what they do need to ban, is the styrofoam that's in like any kind of furniture packing, those boxes.
And then it just starts like disintegrating into little bits.
And it gets stuck everywhere on your clothes, on the floor, and you just can't get rid of it.
Hate that.
I'm up for banning that. Now we have a cause. And we have a couple more. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, f*** off, Seattle! Find something better to do!
Go Mariners.
I agree with the last statement that he made.
The team's hot right now. Any chance to throw that in there, you gotta. All right, one more comment about the big styrofoam ban.
The only way to stop a bad guy with styrofoam is a good guy with styrofoam.
Freaking love the comments.
The Daily Migs Show.
This certainly makes me feel old. Dictionary.com has added 327 new words and terms to its dictionary, including a bunch that Gen Z like to use. Sarah, what are you? Are you a Gen Zer?
I wish.
You're a millennial too.
Do you wish you were Gen Z? Oh, because then you're younger?
Exactly.
Okay, I was like, what a weird thing to aspire to be.
Because I feel like an elder millennial.
Stupid Gen Zer. I'm kidding.
What are you, the silent generation, Steve? Which one are you?
What?
Wow.
The silent generation is like the old people.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well, like silent movies.
I've never even heard of this one.
You've never heard of the silent generation?
No.
They're the ones that aren't on social media.
Oh, no, that's not me.
They're in a nursing home, maybe.
Gen X, the best generation.
You're X.
Yeah.
X gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel about some of these highlights from dictionary.com? This one really kind of grosses me out. Bed rotting.
What does that even mean? I guess that's the whole point of this.
Have you heard of this?
I've never heard.
Have you heard this?
Bed rotting?
Bed rotting. It's the practice.
It sounds gross.
It does sound gross, and it kind of is. The practice of spending many hours in bed during the day, often with snacks or an electronic device, as a voluntary retreat from activity or stress.
So you're like rotting
day
away.
In your bed.
Okay.
I just wish we could use a different word than rotting.
I mean, it doesn't bother me because I just don't. I aspire to have those kind of days now.
I would love
with
one
a toddler.
Days.
I mean, I would do anything for one of those.
But I would
days.
Call that rest, not bed rotting.
It'd be a bed celebration.
The next one is the ick.
I see this one coming up quite a bit. Obviously.
So is this new?
I mean, within like the last year, I've been seeing people on social media, and it's like, what's your ick of whatever? Like, what's your ick and what insert like. What you're into, like cribbage, like what's your cribbage ick? And it would be like something that people do that you don't like in that world, or like what's your baseball ick? And whenever I hear it, it's just it feels so forced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. I'm not feeling that one.
Well, and I've heard it a lot in terms of like relationships too, like especially like with girls. It's like, oh, he gave me the ick. And the minute you get the ick, that guy is off your list. Like you're not going to date him at all whatsoever.
In that context, it sounds like a sexually transmitted disease.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he gave me the ick.
And it's like, what kind of medicine do I have to take to get rid of that ick? Because you are very attractive.
The ick ointment. Also, mid, which we learned this, I learned this week from Sarah, learned that mid means like mediocre.
Yep.
What about boob knee?
Is that like having like maybe too excess skin on your knee?
In that case, I do have boob knees. I've never had the most lovely knees. My... Boob me.
Well, it's a good thing you're wearing this jean romper so we can't see your knees. Sure, not to worry about that. Boobney? I don't understand what that even means.
Boobney is, this would be the pimples or a rash caused by your bra.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. To which I would say maybe wash your bra every once in a while, you know.
Take the bra off every once in a while.
Get the ick out of there while you're bed rotting.
Boobney's pretty clever, though. Although, how about your dictionary? You're like, yeah, we should put this in the dictionary. Why can't it just stay as a slang?
Yeah. I mean, do they have things like rad and boss in there from like back in the day?
It is kind of funny. Like, here we are just mocking these slang terms. But I'd imagine somebody that, you know, looks at like some of the stuff that we use as like, I'm sure adults, when you refer to something as dope or, you know, do you remember the one mint?
Like, as in, like, good condition? Like, oh, it's mint? Like a mint car?
You would also refer to, like, people as, like, oh, that girl's mint.
Oh, like hot?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was my brother and his, like, that was a little bit before my time, but I remember, like, everybody was using that term, at least when I was growing up, like, that were older than me. Like, that was, like, when you want to say someone was hot, you'd be like, that girl's mint.
Oh, I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Just when you say it like that, it looks kind of creepy.
Well, mint. That girl's mint.
One that I do use a lot because I own some of these, shacket.
The hell is a shacket?
A shacket is like a mashup of a shirt and a jacket. So it's not quite a shirt. It's like, for instance, like my oversized flannels that I like to wear. Those would be like a shacket because it's kind of a jacket.
But do you wear a shirt underneath them?
Yes.
Then it's just a jacket.
Well, no, it's a shirt jacket.
So you have a shirt on top of a shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here's one that it's not on
this.
Making
sure I'm tracking.
One that's not on this list. I'm just curious if you know this one because I learned it recently. Riz.
Oh, yeah.
Riz.
Yeah. R-I-Z-Z. Not to be confused with Rick Riz.
Right. Danny, you know it?
Because of my 9-year-old daughter.
Riz.
I learned this over the holiday season. She was walking around saying Merry Rizmas to everyone. And I thought she was just saying, I don't know what she meant by that. And
wait, does our daughter have like a strange lisp going on?
Yeah, no, she had to instruct me what Riz was. And she was very embarrassed to tell me what it was.
Danny, enlighten the rockaholics. What is Riz?
It's kind of like what swag used to be. Like you have just that. This is how she explained it to me. It's like if she sees a boy she likes, he just has Riz. It's like the Riz? Swag.
Okay, well now I have to tell you, Danny doesn't even know what it's short for. Charisma.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you got Riz.
See, this whole time I'm trying to figure out why is it Riz? Like where is the.
Oh, you got Riz, boy.
Nice.
Look at all that Riz you're oozing.
Yeah, you and I have a bunch of it, Steve, so that's probably why we don't even
You guys
need to
got
talk
Riz
about
for
it.
Days.
I've got so much Riz, I don't even know what it is.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.